All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 42424. That's F-O-R-C-E to 42424.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Underlings, I'm sensing some tension between us lately, so I'm proposing a peace offering.
A peace offering?
Yes, by this time tomorrow, you are all expected to give me a peace offering. Gifts, cash, compliments, whatever.
What do we get out of it?
You get to keep working here, if your peace offering is deemed worthy.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dust off your clubs. Pleasant Valley Golf Course in Iowa City is open for play with an early season special for foursomes. Call for details and reserve your group's tee time today at 319-337-2622. Get an early start to your season now for a great price at Pleasant Valley Golf Course.
Can Johnson and Hendrick Motorsports get right at Texas this weekend?
Yeah, I definitely feel like we're moving forward.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
When the sun goes down, the NASCAR stars come out.
Green flag. 7:48.
The spring race weekend at Richmond Raceway, back under the lights. April 20th and 21st. The Toyota Care 250 on Friday and Saturday night's Toyota Owners 400. Get your tickets at richmondraceway.com.
Red rear, guys. Red rear.
NASCAR in Richmond. Some things are better under the lights.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-242-1706. 800-242-1706.
Jimmy Johnson is the defending winner of the spring race at Texas, where Cup and Xfinity teams race this weekend. But he's 17th in the standings with one top 10 finish this year, and that came in California at Auto Club Speedway.
The way the car drove in California, in traffic, out of traffic, the balance between the two situations was really good for us. I was able to pass a lot of cars. Certainly need more speed, but we're developing our product each and every week, so... last year, the spring race in Texas was really good to us, and we obviously have high hopes going back there as well.
Chevrolet hasn't won at a mile-and-a-half track in the last eight tries. The most recent, Austin Dillon at Charlotte back in May. We've got more at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Back to the Todd Bromelcamp Show, right here on KGYM.
If you're not completely satisfied, simply return the unused portion for a full refund. No questions asked. It's our way of saying thank you.
The mailing address. No, we won't do that. It's 1110 26th Avenue Southwest in Cedar Rapids, though, if you're curious. The Todd Bromelcamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way on 1600 AM, as well as 106.3 FM right now. Twins game still going on, correct? Twins leading 3-2 over the Mariners on opening day at Target Field. It was an announced sellout today, the 161st sellout in Target Field history. We'll have plenty of Twins baseball for you all summer long on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. The Twins Midwest League affiliate, the Cedar Rapids Colonels, getting ready to take on the Quad Cities River Bandits tonight in Davenport. First pitch of the Midwest League season, at least for the Colonels and Bandits, about 25 minutes away along the Mississippi River. A couple games around the league already canceled due to bad weather. I know Clinton and Kane County wound up getting bagged tonight, and they'll put off opening day until tomorrow. Cubs kicking off a big series with the Brewers tonight in Milwaukee, Miller Park. The Cubs still on that 10-game road trip as part of the planned road trip so that they can finish the renovations at Wrigley Field in time for opening day. John Lester taking the ball tonight for Chicago. looking to get his first win of the season. Opening day at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. Always a tremendous day. Had the honor of going to opening day there a couple years ago. You get the Clydesdales, if the weather cooperates. You get the parade of Hall of Famers all wearing the red blazers. You don't have to necessarily be a Cardinals fan to understand how special that moment and that day is for folks in St. Louis. I wish I was there right now. I really do. 608, welcome back in. You can reach out to us on the Hertin and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. Hertin and Stocker, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. Plenty to get to, including an update on how things are going at the Masters. Let's just say Zach Johnson has been in the clubhouse for quite a while, but he's no longer as close to the lead as he was when he walked off the course, and that's due to one person and one person only. But right now, it is Thursday, and that means something here in the KGYM studio. It means it's time for, well, this.
It's now time for everyone's favorite weekly segment.
Would you rather know when you're going to die, or would you rather know how you're going to die?
But why would you even say that? For shock value?
Can you give yourself a ding?
It's as simple as a yes or no.
Of course you would. Who wouldn't?
Would you?
Alex, if I let you change one thing about your MLB team, the St. Louis Cardinals right now, what would you address? And this will be Cubs specific for Kyle. You can change one thing about the Cardinals right now. What would you make it? I give you a magic wand. Fix whatever you have not liked from your team so far in the first week of the season.
This is a tough one because, Todd, you mentioned opening day. And opening day is always big in St. Louis. Exactly, the Clydesdales.
Oh, here they come, everybody.
The cars bringing in all the Hall of Famers.
Red Shane Deanston.
But last year, the Cardinals got somewhat made fun of for posting the fact that they would have sellouts when there were maybe 15,000 people in the stands. And I think this year, there are going to be a lot more sellouts because people are pleasantly surprised with how this team is shaping up. Their lineup is surprisingly good. The addition of Marcell Ozuna is absolutely huge. Just a powerful, powerful bat right in the middle of that lineup. Tommy Pham seems for real. This lineup can surprisingly hit. And I'm not going to go out there and say they're going to win the division, but I think that this team has a chance to surprise some people. I would change the infield defense because right now as they have it, for some reason, they're still sold on the fact that Colton Wong is going to come around and be an everyday second baseman. And because of that, they put Matt Carpenter at third base. And Matt Carpenter doesn't have a good enough throwing arm to play third base. So there seems to be a little bit of a hole at third base. Paul DeJong is a solid but not great shortstop. He's a guy who moved from third base to play shortstop. As long as he keeps hitting, it won't matter. But I would like to see, especially when Jed Jerko comes back, a lot more of Matt Carpenter at second, Jed Jerko at third, and Colton Wong in a platoon situation. Because I think you do that, all of a sudden that's a pretty scary lineup.
Just don't take my guy Jose Martinez out of the lineup.
No, okay. Can't do that.
Leave him in there.
He has like this.
And don't you dare touch Jordan Hicks.
He has like the fourth highest exit velocity in Major League Baseball to start the season. Average exit velocity.
You know, when I was a little leaguer, all I dreamed about was having exit velocity in the major leagues. This new metrics. Okay, Kyle, same thing for you with the Cubs. What one thing would you address with the Cubs right now?
Well, early in the year so far, there's really been two big issues with the Cubs. The starting pitching and the strikeouts. And I think we've had somebody on the show who said pretty much the same, at least regarding the pitching, that...
Yeah, I think it was Armin Kitane earlier today.
Yeah, we had him. We had him. The pitching's probably going to come around. I look at the pitching rotation, and I think that's going to come around, so I'm not as worried about that. But the strikeouts, on the other hand, this actually goes back to even the year that they won the World Series. You could see it with that team. They've got a lot of guys with a lot of power. You might see, five, six guys with 20 home runs, but you've got way too many guys who are boom or bust at the plate. And, you know, you've got your Schwarber, you've got your Javi, you've got your Addison Russell. You've got to find a way to just have some guys at the plate who are just going to slap the ball, get on base, shoot it the other way through the gap, and, you know, start to set the table a little bit. This has really been, like I said, this has been the case even the year that they won the World Series. There were a lot of strikeouts. It was a big part of the step back that they took last year, was that they just don't have, other than Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo, there's really nobody on the team who you look at and in any given at bat, you say to yourself, okay, there's a good chance this guy's going to get on base and start a rally, or at least get somebody on base to see if something can happen. And I don't know if, you know, you could see improvement from guys. Maybe Addison Russell shoots his average up a little bit. Maybe Javi gets a little plate discipline. But the other thing is they've got a few guys. Ian Happ comes to mind, even Schwarber in left. Hayward with his albatross of a contract in right. They've got some guys who are, you know, not. They're either not performing at the plate. Hey, I'm looking at Hayward, or they're not really that good in the field to justify all their at-bats, and that would be more Schwarber, Ian Happ playing center. I'm not necessarily going to get into, you know, if they should start trading guys or moving guys or, you know, any of that, but the biggest thing that I would fix right now, if I could just ask for the team to improve as is at one thing, is to hit for average a little better.
Alex, you're the New England Patriots. What would you do with two first-round draft picks? Better question is, you are Bill Belichick. What would you do with two first-round draft picks?
I can no better get into the head of Bill Belichick than I can hit, like, Ted Williams. He's one of these guys that it thinks so far outside the box that it's very difficult to know what he's thinking. You just know that he wants you to know that he's smarter than you. And he's going to find that guy that you pass on and make him into a player. And then when that person asks for a contract, he's going to trade him to the Browns. So when you look at the Patriots, there are a couple of needs that they have. The first is a pass rusher. They're both on the edge, and they're both on the line of scrimmage. They need a pass rusher. And there are a few pass rushers out there, guys like Marcus Davenport from UTSA, and Bradley Chubb is clearly not going to be there, but Harold Landry from Boston College. There are guys out there that can rush the passer. And at that point in the first round, they'll have a pick of guys like that. And also, they need a left tackle to replace Nate Solder, to keep Tom Brady upright. They've had Matt Light and they've had Nate Solder, two guys that have done a very good job of keeping number 12 upright. And this is not a great front-loaded offensive tackle draft, but it is full of some guys that towards the end of the first round, I think, really give you a chance. Mike McGlinchey from Notre Dame, I think, is probably the best of the tackle prospects. Some think that Connor Williams out of Texas is a guard prospect. I think he could play tackle as well. Just stay away, and I've said this a couple times, there's a guy from UCLA, 6'9", 320 pounds, by the name of Colton Miller. Went to the combine, absolutely blew everybody out of the water. I mean, put up historic numbers at the combine. The problem is he can't block. Patriots will stay away from him. They'll be in good shape.
Yeah, when you first asked the question here, I think there was some talk whether or not the Patriots were building up picks to maybe go after Odell. I think that rumor's sort of gone away a little bit. I think I even heard yesterday somebody say definitively that they're not in that conversation. But just for the sake of conversation, I'll say I also would not do that if I were the Patriots. I don't think Odell's worth it, especially right on the brink of getting a new contract. I love receivers, love exciting receivers, but the highest paid player on your team cannot be your receiver. So with those draft picks, I think Alex hit on the number one thing is that they've got to replace Nate Solder. Nate Solder's not an all-world left tackle, but he's been a viable left tackle for a long time since they got their hands on him. And everybody knows that left tackle is the most important position when it comes to protecting your passer. Tom Brady's going to be what, 41 now? Is he going to be 41 this season? Well, however, he's going to be pretty old, so you definitely got to be taking care of him. And the other thing that I think they really need, Alex also touched on this, was a pass rusher. They actually were surprisingly adequate at putting pressure on passers last year, but you look at the roster and they don't have the one guy that you're scared of. So even if the numbers were okay last year, at least, you know, plenty okay to get to the Super Bowl, I think every team, if they could, would love to have that guy rushing off the edge that you're really afraid of. And as of now, the Patriots don't have that. They got rid of Chandler Jones. And so I think, yeah, number one thing you got to do is you got to get your left tackle back. And then, you know, I like their secondary still. I think they've got to find somebody to apply some pressure from that front seven.
Todd, you can't. I can't make this stuff up. I went on CBSSports.com, mm-hmm. and I wanted to see who Pete Prisco has the Patriots drafting at number 23. Can you read that name for me?
Tim Tebow. Oh, I'm sorry. Colton Miller, tackle, UCLA. Alex, you know your stuff.
Don't do it. No, I said do not draft him.
No, I know, but you know your stuff. I'm questioning Pete Prisco there. And by the way, I mentioned Tim Tebow half-jokingly because I know Alex hangs on every Tim Tebow at-bat. His first at-bat as a Binghamton Rumble pony, he hit a home run tonight. So his double-A debut, Tim Tebow has gone
yard.
Has
he done that like every level?
That's happened before, hasn't it?
Who cares? He's going to be a Met. He's going to be playing for the Mets at some point this year, and people are going to go gaga over it. Okay, Alex, big basketball news today out of Iowa City. Not necessarily huge news, but it has been confirmed that Nicholas Bear's brother is going to be walking onto the basketball team next year. I don't want to talk about Michael Bear. I want to talk about Isaiah Moss. What would you tell Isaiah Moss, the redshirt sophomore who announced earlier this week he's going to test the NBA waters, if you were an NBA talent evaluator?
Oh, if I was an NBA talent evaluator?
Yeah. You're looking at Moss. He's going through the draft combine process, whatever the official terminology is. I think the consensus, we all agree, he's not ready to be an NBA player. But what would you tell him?
This is like you've talked about, Todd, somewhat of a no-win situation because the skill set is not there for him to be an NBA player now. I'm not sure that it will be at 6'5". As a shooting guard who is very inconsistent shooting the basketball and who just doesn't, he has a good skill set for this level and may develop into a good Big Ten player, but hasn't shown that ability just yet. For Tyler Cook, it's easy. He has some discernible NBA skills. He has some post moves. He has that jump shot that is getting better and better, and if he can just show that he can shoot the three ball with some kind of consistency, then I think you're looking at a draftable player. With Isaiah Moss, maybe he shows it in practice, but what position is he going to play in the NBA if he doesn't have a consistent jump shot? He has some athletic ability, but the shooting guard position in the NBA is a very good one. Who is he going to guard? Klay Thompson? You look at some of these guys at 6'6", who play that position, who are not only really good shooters, but really good athletes, and they can defend. And at this point in his career, I just worry, because I know how brutally honest these talent evaluators are. I just worry that they'll give him the you're not an NBA player speech. And I think that's distinctly possible.
I don't think that for anybody who watched plenty of Iowa basketball over the last 2 years, mostly this year, mostly go off this year, I think what Isaiah Moss is going to hear from the NBA evaluators, I think, is probably a lot of the same things that he'd probably hear if he just walked down the street and asked a Hawkeye fan. You know, and I'm sort of with you guys. It's a little bit uncomfortable to, you know, rag on a kid a little bit.
Do it.
Yeah, but I mean,
do it.
To play the role of an evaluator, he needs to engage defensively, you know, far more often. If I would almost say that, you know, that actually needs to become one of his better skills. And listed at 6'5", I don't really know if I buy that. I'd be interested to see if he goes to the NBA Combine or goes through some of these workouts. I'd be interested to see what his actual measurements would come out from some of the teams or, you know, whoever's running those workouts. I think he's vastly undersized as an NBA 2 guard. Like Alex said, you've got guys 6'6", even up to like 6'8 or 6'9 at times.
James Harden, Jimmy Butler, Klay Thompson, DeMar DeRozan, Bradley Beal, CJ McCollum, Devin Booker, Avery Bradley. Those are 10 shooting guards in the NBA.
Yeah, and I guess Avery, he would have to be, being the size that he is, he would either have to become the dangerous shooter of that Bradley Beal or CJ McCollum is, or he would have to become the defender that Avery Bradley is. And at this point in time, he's definitely not the defender that Avery Bradley is. And I think his best chance is to become, you know, he's going to have to be that CJ McCollum or Bradley Beal type. But what those guys have done, you know, in the NBA so far that we haven't seen from Isaiah Moss is they can shoot, but they can also get to the hoop and finish with a little bit more consistency. And so that, I think that's really the big thing that you got to see from Isaiah Moss is just consistency across the board. He has to be engaged defensively consistently. And then he shot 38% from three last year. So, you know, you'll take that. You maybe want to, for an NBA shooter, you maybe want him to be above 40 in college at least, but, you know, beggars can't be choosers. But then he's got to become just more consistent when he attacks the hoop. And here's a big thing. Some games last year, you would see him being aggressive to attack the hoop, and those were some of his best games. Other games, he just didn't seem to be as interested in doing that. And that's the kind of thing that NBA guys probably wouldn't like to see.
I'm glad you brought up CJ McCollum because you start there. CJ McCollum averaged over 25 points per game at Lehigh. That's where you start. You got to take over the game in college before you can worry about the NBA.
You got to single-handedly upset Duke.
Let's go ahead and cut this one short. There were a couple we're not going to get to today. But the last one, Alex, this has gone unreported. This is, which is where we put all the breaking Hawkeye news. It's not exactly breaking, but it's gone unreported today. Josh Jackson is among the 22 players attending the NFL draft. Would you attend the draft if you were Josh Jackson? Right now he's projected to be a mid-first-round pick, but you know every year there are a couple of those guys who fall down the draft board. And the TV cameras, even though they're not supposed to anymore, tend to find those guys wallowing in their misery. So would you run that risk if you were, let's put it this way, if you were outside of a consensus top 10 pick, how safe would you feel in attending the draft?
I think back a couple of years where Geno Smith was a consensus top 5, top 10 pick, and he fell out of the first round. And just the look on his face, Aaron Rodgers fell to the end of the first round.
Falling all the way to Green Bay.
Brady Quinn was another one of those guys coming out of Notre Dame. But I would do it. I would go. Because how many people get to say that they were invited to the draft? How many people get to, well, it's usually in New York at Radio City Music Hall. It's in Dallas this year. How many people get to sit in the green room and take in that spectacle, and it shows that you're one of the top 25 players in the country. Very few people who walk the earth ever will get to say that they got to do it. And if you fall to the end of the first round or you fall to the second round, you'll have to deal with the repercussions. But I think that the rewards definitely outweigh the downside to going.
I guess, first of all, like Alex said, I would probably want to go just because it's an extremely rare opportunity to be able to sit at the draft as, you know, one of the guys that's about to be drafted. That's just such an honor. I think I would go, you know, just based on that alone. But then in terms of confidence and, you know, how good would I feel about, you know, I'm not going to get embarrassed. I'm not going to be the guy who falls. For me, if I'm Josh Jackson, I feel pretty good, and it's mostly based on the position that I play. Cornerback is one of the most coveted positions in all of football right now. It's quarterbacks, it's linemen, pass rushers, and guys to defend the pass. And, you know, when it with Josh Jackson, you're talking about one of the consensus top three cornerbacks. You've got Denzel Ward, you've got Minka Fitzpatrick, who, you know, depends who he goes to. He might actually, you know, technically turn into a safety. But Josh Jackson is a, you know, one of the best cover corners in this draft. He's going to go first round, and I feel that if I'm him, I feel pretty good about that.
We will step aside and take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have an updated big board for you and take a look at the leaderboard in Augusta. Zach Johnson is within striking distance of the leader, who is in the clubhouse at 6-under. Who is that 6-under golfer today? Chances are he's a familiar name to golf fans. Back with more after this.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, I have a snoring problem.
Can you describe it for me, please?
Well, it's about 5'11" with curly hair and a mustache.
Oh, I see.
Introducing Mute, sleep technology that opens the nose to increase airflow by an average of 38% so you and your partner can enjoy a good night's sleep. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better. Available now at Walgreens, CVS, and GNC.
Sports and rock and roll go together like wings and beer. Cubs and Cardinals, Hawkeyes and Cyclones. John Fogerty's center field is in the Baseball Hall of Fame. The infamous disco demolition at Comiskey. Moments you can remember, like U2 at Soldier Field. It's your tailgate playlist. Sports and rock and roll. That camaraderie is alive and kicking right here in the corridor. For sports fans who love smart rock, it's Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Great deals are happening now during Menards Construction Sale. Get more storage space with Dakota Shelving. Bullnose Shelving has one finish rounded edge and is perfect for laundry rooms, pantries, and closets. 11 1/4 inch deep by 4 foot long bullnose shelves in white or wheat oak are only 99 cents each after rebate. Stop in and save big during Menards Construction Sale. Going on now through April 7th.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will. Because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out CarpentersUnionApprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Back to the Todd Bromel Camp Show, right here on KGYM.
Is there no limit to what he won't notice?
Notice a lot of things, actually. 6:31, like we're running a little bit behind, so let's go ahead and send it over to Kyle. He's got a fresh and hot off the presses big board update.
Iowa baseball beat Grandview yesterday, 4-2 in Iowa City. Not a single Hawkeye had multiple hits, but Lorenzo Elian had two RBI, Brett McClearly had one, and the bullpen was sensational. Seven relievers took the mound and gave up just two hits over seven shutout innings, combining for 10 strikeouts and getting Cam Bauman his first victory of the year. The Hawkeyes have a series coming up with Ohio State this weekend. Iowa City West grad and Northern Iowa guard Tanner Lohouse has decided to switch sports and pursue a career in baseball. And because Northern Iowa discontinued its program in 2009, that means he'll be leaving the school. He played 3 years of varsity baseball as a Trojan, as a pitcher, and shortstop. It's opening day for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, but the festivities will take place in the Quad Cities at the home of the River Bandits. Lefty Brian Sammons was 3-1 in 5 appearances for the Colonels last season. He gets the opening day start opposite Patrick Sandoval for the River Bandits. And also of note, former Hawkeye slugger Jake Adams is liable to make an appearance for the Quad Cities. The Rough Riders beat the Madison Capitals here in Cedar Rapids last night 4-1, and I've been wrong all day. They're not out of the playoff hunt. They're actually just 3 points behind sixth place with four games remaining. And at the Masters, Zach Johnson is 2-under after his first round. That was pretty close to the lead until Jordan Spieth had a pretty good round himself. He's now 6-under. We had the Twins and the Mariners over on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. Kyle Gibson had the start opposite James Paxton, who had a bald eagle land on his shoulder during the pregame. The Mariners led 2-0 early, but home runs by Miguel Sano, Mitch Garver, and Eddie Rosario powered the Twins to a 4-2 victory.
And Fernando Rodney converting the save on opening day at Target Field, and 107.5 FM back in the fold. If not right now, then shortly thereabouts before 7 o'clock tonight, you can catch Twins baseball most of the summer right here on KGYM. Again, if you're just joining the program, Josh Jackson attending the NFL draft, a very prestigious honor for him. And we'll talk tomorrow with Iowa men's basketball coach Fran McCaffrey about his latest walk-on joining the program, Michael Bear, if that name sounds familiar. Yeah, he is the younger brother of current Hawkeye Nicholas Bear. Plays his high school basketball at Bettendorf, just like Nicholas did. He announced today on Twitter that he's going to be joining the Hawkeyes. Jordan Spieth looking pretty good on day one at Augusta. 6-under, 66. We'll take you through the rest of the leaderboard and talk a little Masters as well as opening night around the Midwest League when we return. You're listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on KGYM.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Stu Gatz here for the Black Tux. For more than a year now, theblacktux.com has been my go-to option for looking great at special events and weddings. Whether you're searching for a stylist-selected outfit or building a custom look, the Black Tux has tons of new suits and tuxedos that'll make you stand out for the right reasons. To score $20 off your purchase, it's simple. Visit theblacktux.com/Dan. That's theblacktux.com/Dan for $20 off your purchase. The Black Tux, premium rental suits and tuxedos delivered.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
If you're drafting a quarterback, what are you really looking for? Size, speed, arm strength?
Most experts would agree, it's accuracy. The same is true when you're hiring. You're not looking for attempts, you're looking for completions. You're looking for the right candidate for the job, and you can find them at ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful technology learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job.
And our listeners can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/draft. That's ZipRecruiter.com/draft.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, game changers. Makes me think of Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Finally, a simple, efficient way to quote home insurance. Let's go to Colin, who will now try to say something.
Okay, first of all, are you kidding? Never in my life. Okay, when you see stuff like this, look, I'm not the only one who thinks this, although everybody says I am.
Well said, Colin. Well said.
Get right to the point with Home Quote Explorer. It's a game changer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Great deals are happening now during Menards Construction Sale. Get more storage space with Dakota Shelving. Bullnose Shelving has one finish rounded edge and is perfect for laundry rooms, pantries, and closets. 11 1/4 inch deep by 4 foot long Bullnose shelves in white or wheat oak are only 99 cents each after rebate. Stop in and save big during Menards Construction Sale. Going on now through April 7th.
Save big money at Menards.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
See what happens when you skip rehearsal.
Does Jordan Spieth leading at the Masters after day one do anything for you? 319-366-1600. Todd Brommelkamp, Alex Kuhn with you for the next 25 minutes, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. What say you, Alex? I know you're not much of a golf fan, but Jordan Spieth, a previous winner at the Masters, a guy that was in that discussion as quote-unquote the next Tiger Woods. Does this pique your interest, seeing him two shots ahead of Tony Finau and Matt Kuchar?
Of course it does. I think that the two big draws right now in the golf world for people who aren't big golf fans are Jordan Spieth and Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods being in the hunt is going to bring viewers, and so is Jordan Spieth being in the hunt. And he hasn't quite taken off as far as being that next superpower in the game of golf, but he is still very talented. He's still very young. And I think a lot of people like watching him and like following him. And this is just going to add to the appeal of what is already a very intriguing Masters coming up over the next few days. I know it piques your interest.
It certainly does. He is, I would say, my second favorite golfer behind Phil Mickelson. I've always been a fan of Phil Mickelson, and I keep tabs on what Zach is doing. And Zach is in the discussion as well. Speaking of Phil and Zach, they both finished at 2 under after opening round 70s today. So the leaderboard in Augusta right now, you've got Jordan Spieth with a 2-stroke lead over Finau and Kuchar. And then you've got, I believe it's 7 golfers, including Charlie Hoffman and Rory McIlroy at 3 under, and then a grouping of 5 golfers, including Zach and Phil, at 2 under. The guy we were going to be talking with at 4:30 earlier today, Tiger Woods, and we will be chatting instead at 5 o'clock tomorrow with Armin Katane about his new book that he co-authored with Jeff Benedict about Tiger Woods. Tiger had what he described as an up-and-down day. He finished at 1 over, which means he is 7 strokes behind Spieth. 1 over didn't look all that bad until Spieth went on a birdie frenzy toward the end of his round today, and so now Tiger and much of the field has some catching up to do there at Augusta. Does Jordan Spieth leading after day one do anything for you? 319-366-1600. Scott Unash believes that Jordan was 8-1 going into the tournament, which I would have thought would be a tremendous value. And I'm kind of wishing now there's a lot of golf left to be played, but kind of wishing maybe I would have found myself in Las Vegas last week where I could have put down some money, or earlier this week. They take bets right up until the start of the tournament. Should be an interesting weekend, and we'll keep you updated tomorrow all throughout the day during our local Sports Center updates as to Zach's progress. I take a peek here. Let's see if we can find. I'm not taking a peek right now while the show is going on and causing you or waiting, making you wait while I'm searching an internet browser, but we'll see. The tee times tomorrow will be announced shortly, I'm sure. Kernels are underway. The Cedar Rapids Kernels underway in Davenport. It is opening night of the Midwest League season. We ask you today our poll question at KGYMradio.com. What are your expectations for the Kernels this year? Several options. The poll question brought to you by our friends at Emil's Hideaway. They're on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Akil Baddoo batting leadoff, Royce Lewis batting second, and Alex Kirilloff batting third is about as good of a 1-2-3 punch at the top of an order that you're going to see in the Midwest League. And I found this to be interesting. At media night, Royce Lewis revealed that he has ordered special cleats for every alternate jersey or special jersey. If you're not familiar with minor league baseball, it's become a custom recently to wear special jerseys. Maybe you're honoring police and firefighters one night. Maybe it's Paw Patrol another night.
And Star Wars.
Star Wars, very popular. Then you auction the jerseys off, and most clubs donate the money to a local charity. ALS night, ALS gets the money, and so on and so on. Royce Lewis has ordered special cleats to match each jersey that the Colonels will be wearing this year. Now, you could look at that and say, boy, that's a kid out there wasting his money. How arrogant is that? Or you can look and say, that's a guy who's going above and beyond to dress the part. And we've had him on the program here, and I've had an opportunity to talk to him a couple times. He's such a tremendously humble kid. He just loves playing baseball, and he likes to look good. And I think he's going to look good wearing those special cleats. Now, Scott Wilson, who's going to be joining us on the program tomorrow here in the studio to talk about all of the things you can expect this year at Veterans Memorial Stadium with the Colonels, said maybe he would have held off on ordering the second half worth of cleats if he were Royce. But you have no idea what the Twins' plans are for him. We had Toby Gardenhire on the program earlier today, the Colonels' manager, and I asked him, what have the Twins told you as far as instructions on Royce Lewis and handling him? And he's basically going to be allowed to play himself out of the Midwest League. If it happens in May, it happens. If it doesn't happen at all this year, so be it. He's here for a while, but my gut tells me you probably... Here's how I would handle him if I were the Minnesota Twins, which, let me check here really quickly. I'm being told I'm not. Leave the kid, who is still extremely young, here in the league, and even if he has a great deal of success, you leave him here until the All-Star game. You allow him to be an All-Star if he gets selected for the All-Star game, and then after the All-Star break, you look at sending him to Fort Myers. That's how I would handle things. Now, granted, they have another shortstop in Wander Javier, who they may want to get some playing time a little bit earlier this season. We may see him and Royce Lewis on the same team at some point. I have no inside information on how the Twins are going to handle him, but they do have a shortstop waiting in the wings if Lewis does get promoted. I'm just excited, even though I know it's going to be cold, and I won't say miserable because it's never miserable at a ballpark if you're a baseball fan, but it's not ideal weather this weekend for opening day. I know they're calling for a little bit of snow across the state on Sunday. I don't know how much we're going to get here, but opening night for the Colonels at Veterans Memorial Stadium is Saturday at 5 o'clock, taking on the Quad Cities River Bandits. We're going to have Jake Adams with us on the program on Monday, the former Hawkeye slugger, current member of the Quad Cities River Bandits. Didn't have the greatest debut as a professional last year at Tri-Cities in the New York Penn League. His average wasn't the greatest, but he was still hitting home runs for them, and I imagine he's going to be an everyday part of the River Bandits lineup this year. We'll tell you how things are going for the Colonels in Davenport the first two games of the season before they head home. Couple other cancellations around the league tonight. The Cubs and the Brewers are playing in Milwaukee tonight, notable for a couple reasons. A, that very well could be one of those series that all year long decides the National League Central. But B, because Milwaukee for years has had what it views as an attendance problem during Cubs games. The problem being
too many
Cubs fans. So this year, they decided to try something different. They limited, or offered, I should say, a pre-sale of Cubs-Brewers tickets at Miller Park to those people bearing Wisconsin addresses earlier this season before tickets went on sale to the general public.
They're following the Nashville Predators lead.
Nashville Predators have done this with Chicago Blackhawks fans in the NHL.
The Tampa Bay Lightning tried it as well.
With which fan base?
The Blackhawks.
Really? All the way down in Tampa Bay?
No. I think it was Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay played the Blackhawks in the Stanley Cup final the last year that the Blackhawks won a Stanley Cup.
Man, I'd just take their money. That's how I would approach it. I know it's easy for me to say it because I'm talking about the Cubs, but if I'm the Brewers, take the money and run. Throw the gates to your park open. Just come on in. Buy those $10 or $11 draft beers and buy those hot dogs and drench them in the secret stadium sauce, which just kind of reminds me of Arby's sauce, which doing the low-carb thing, there are some things that I have a taste for that I miss, and drenching my food in that secret stadium sauce / Arby's sauce is definitely one of those. I don't know what I'm going to do at the ballpark this summer.
Can you just have the hot dog without the bun?
You can do the hot dog without the bun, but you got to have mustard and pickles and onions and...
Yeah, that's low carb, isn't it?
Yeah, but how do you do that without the bun?
You just put it on top. I'm
not asking people to solve my problems for me here, especially since they're not able to call us right now at 319-366-1600. By the way, we never did congratulate our winner today of the... Well, that's because we haven't done it yet. So let's go ahead and take care of that right now. See, this is... I get all discombobulated because Armin Katane was supposed to be with us at 4:30 tonight, and...
It's his fault.
It's not his fault. He had an emergency. I'm not going to... There was a radio host, I think, in Philadelphia, somewhere on the East Coast, who just absolutely eviscerated... Was it Ian Rappaport? Somebody had something come up, and so they had to bail on a segment, and the host just absolutely beheaded the guest for bailing on them. Armin Katane is still going to join us. He's just going to be on the program tomorrow at 5 o'clock. He had an emergency come up. It did sort of cause rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic earlier today. And there have been some other things that have me a little bit off my game today, and that's on me. I let things bother me that I should just say, hey, it's not me. It's not something I can control. Move on with it. And then here we are, second day in a row. Wasn't that like 6:54 yesterday?
We're a few minutes earlier today.
Hey, Counting Crows tickets. I don't normally like doing this, waiting until the last possible minute. It's not the last possible minute, but if you'd like to see the Counting Crows at the U.S. Cellular Center on Tuesday, September 18th, they are celebrating 25 years of touring with a cross-country tour, stopping in Cedar Rapids at the Cell Center. Tickets available through a pre-sale now at Ticketmaster.com and Ticketmaster outlets, including the U.S. Cellular Center box office in downtown Cedar Rapids. Caller number 6 is going to take home the tickets tonight, 319-366-1600.
I wanted to ask you this question, and I want to circle back for just a second about Royce Lewis, because I don't know how I let this slip through the cracks. This
did
is
he
my
get his
fault.
Driver's license?
No.
Yes, he did.
Well, yes, he did.
Okay.
I asked Toby Gardenhire about his makeup, and that's the thing that jumps off the page to everybody that's met him, how humble he is. Does that aspect of him remind you of another number one overall pick selected by the Minnesota Twins?
Joe Mauer?
Yes.
I think there are some definite similarities there. And, you know, the one thing, if I were a baseball scout, the one thing that I don't think I could value enough would be character. And especially in this day and age. And I don't know Royce Lewis well, but I've talked to him a number of times, had him on the program. He seems to be a very high character guy. His parents are tremendous human beings. And I talked with my wife last night, who was at the team dinner at the Amana Colonies, and she said, it's pretty clear that this guy is your leader in the clubhouse, that he just, even though he's so young, he has that ability to be a leader. The guys tend to gravitate around him, and part of it's talent, but part of it is also personality. Now, a story with Joe Mauer, who, when he was here in Cedar Rapids several years ago, rehabbing for the Twins, coming off of an injury, they had a media availability with him at Veterans Memorial Stadium in the auxiliary locker room. And I bet there were maybe 8 or 9 members of the media there. Jeff Johnson from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. You had Jim Ecker was there, the TV stations. And Joe Mauer came into the room, and before the question started flying, before he did anything, he went around to every single person there and introduced himself. Hi, I'm Joe.
You're kidding me.
No. Hi, I'm Joe.
Yeah, okay. how did the media react to that? I know who you are.
Yeah, you introduce yourself.
Okay.
But it came off, to me anyway, as a behavior one would not expect from a major league player, especially somebody with the resume that Joe Mauer has, who's in A ball on a rehab stint. Most of those guys like to come down, get their work in, buy the team dinner, and then get the heck out of Dodge. And I thought, okay, now I can see why this guy has been a leader throughout his career. And I think Royce Lewis has that potential to be that type of player for the Twins, provided he stays healthy and continues to grow and develop. Because I was very impressed with what I saw from him last year. And I'm looking forward to seeing him play a ton of games with the Colonels this year in the first half. I won't go beyond the first half. I think he's going to be here until the All-Star break, and then probably he's going to wind up in Fort Myers. But I don't know that. You don't know that. Nobody knows that. Other than the Twins, they have a good idea how they want to handle him. Terry in Cedar Rapids, congratulations. You are going to see the Counting Crows at the U.S. Cellular Center in Cedar Rapids this September. We've got one more pair of tickets. We're going to give them away on tomorrow's show. And tomorrow's show is going to be a good one. We'll tell you exactly what the lineup is when we come back after this. One more big board on the way, a rundown of what's coming up on Friday, and then you're dismissed for the evening. How about that? Back with more after this.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, game changers. Makes me think of Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Finally, a simple, efficient way to quote home insurance. Let's go to Colin, who will now try to say something.
Okay, first of all, are you kidding? Never in my life. Okay, when you see stuff like this, look, I'm not the only one who thinks this, although everybody says I am.
Well said, Colin. Well said.
Get right to the point with Home Quote Explorer. It's a game changer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Great deals are happening now during Menards Construction Sale. Get more storage space with Dakota Shelving. Bullnose Shelving has one finish rounded edge and is perfect for laundry rooms, pantries, and closets. 11 1/4 inch deep by 4 foot long Bullnose shelves in white or wheat oak are only 99 cents each after rebate. Stop in and save big during Menards Construction Sale. Going on now through April 7th.
Save big money at Menards.
Back to the Todd Bromelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
He really seems to care. About what, I have no idea.
It's not too cold for baseball. We're not talking about Midwest League baseball. Cornell and Co. playing right now, and the Rams with a 9-3 lead over the Quahawks. That brings great sadness to Mark Dukes, who most likely is sitting at home listening to this program now that play has ended for the day. At the Masters, we will have round two talk for you tomorrow, beginning at 3:00 locally with the gym class. They'll take a peek and let you know how Zach Johnson is doing. Right now, to recap day one at the Masters with Zach, here's Kyle with a big board update.
Iowa baseball beat Grandview yesterday, 4-2 in Iowa City. Not a single Hawkeye had multiple hits, but Lorenzo Elian had two RBI. Brett McCleary had one, and the bullpen was sensational. Seven relievers took the mound and gave up just two hits over seven shutout innings, combining for 10 strikeouts and getting Cam Bauman his first victory of the year. The Hawkeyes have a series with Ohio State coming up this weekend. Iowa City West grad and Northern Iowa guard Tanner Lohaus has decided to switch sports and pursue a career in baseball. And because Northern Iowa discontinued its program in 2009, that means he's going to have to leave the school. He played 3 years of varsity baseball as a Trojan, as a pitcher, and shortstop. It's opening day for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, but the festivities will take place in the Quad Cities at the home of the River Bandits. Lefty Brian Sammons went 3-1 in 5 appearances for the Colonels last season. He gets the opening day start opposite Patrick Sandoval for the River Bandits. And also of note, former Hawkeye slugger Jake Adams is liable to make an appearance for the Quad Cities. The Rough Riders beat the Madison Capitals here in Cedar Rapids last night, 4-1. They're 3 points behind the 6th place in the playoff hunt with just 4 games remaining. At the Masters, Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson is 2-under after his first round. He was pretty close to the lead, but Jordan Spieth made that a little bit, put a little bit of distance in there. Spieth is 6-under. We had the Twins and the Mariners on 107.5 FM today. Kyle Gibson got the start, And the Twins trailed 2-0 early in the game, but home runs by Miguel Sano, Mitch Garver, and Eddie Rosario powered the Twins to a 4-2 victory.
Colonels have their first run of the season. They're leading the River Bandits 1-0. We're going to be talking with Scott Wilson, the general manager of the Colonels, in studio with us tomorrow at 4:30. Armand Cattain rejoins us tomorrow after having to reschedule due to an emergency conflict. Tom Brands will be with us to talk about the United World Wrestling Cup that is taking place at Carver Hawkeye Arena this week. And, oh, yeah, inside the 6 o'clock hour, Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com here with us, along with Iowa men's basketball coach Fran McCaffrey. Fran picking up a walk-on commitment today from Michael Bear, the younger brother of Nicholas Bear. All that and more coming your way on a Friday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Thanks for listening.